Hello.
Hey, Todd. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, not bad.
Good, good. Is this a better time? I know you were tied up earlier.
It is.
It's good.
Actually perfectly timed. I'm just getting out of there. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so do you have any content to put on the site once I get it approved? Do you have a logo or some before and after photos or anything like that?
I do have some, like, during photos, and I've got certainly plenty of after photos.
Excellent. Okay. During photos.
Yeah. I've got a ton of photos. I mean, a ton. 30 years of photos.
But you said earlier you don't have a business Facebook set up yet, but that's a target market that you're wanting to go for because it's more of like a homeowner type crowd, right?
Well, yes, it is. Let's face it. I mean, it really is.
I agree. You know what's funny is my daughter is 24 years old and she doesn't have a Facebook anymore because she thinks, you know, they think it's for older people.
So,
but
older people.
Guess
it
what?
Is older people.
She stays logged into mine and she's always giving me all the tea. Oh, did you see this person message you? And I'm like, where are you getting this info from? Oh, because I'm logged onto your Facebook. I'm like, you are so funny.
Right.
You don't want to have a Facebook, but you love to see what's cooking on there, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't go on.
Oh, Todd, the phone cut out. Can you hear me? Todd? Hello?
Hold on,
Todd?
It was in my pocket. I muted you.
Oh, okay. No wonder. I was like, I wonder if he can hear me or if we got cut off.
No, I can hear you. I pocket muted you.
Okay,
yeah, I was
glued
to Facebook back in the music business stuff, so I took a break from it. But Angela, and she's here with me, by the way. And
hi, Angela.
Hello.
Hi.
She has helped me immensely. She's the reason why I've got all these exciting phone calls. They're actually not really exciting. Were you the first person I spoke to?
Tara was the first person. I'm Tina.
Okay.
Yeah.
As she explained to me, a little bit why and about some of this and what's happening. At first it was, you know, I was like, wait a minute here. And I'm still not sure what I'm going to do. I'm catching up to speed onto what's happening and what this is all about. I want to jump big, but I don't know how far, where my level is. You know.
Which job was that? What was his name?
What's that?
This guy, he was on.
I can't remember.
So I want to give you an option because Tara put in the notes earlier that you were going to use your parents' Timonian address, but we're going to hide it on the profile.
Yes,
is that correct?
Right there. Yeah, no. So my parents' address is the one that you have.
Oh, in Finksburg?
There was a phone number from the guy today. Yeah.
That's the parents. Okay.
Oh, so what I wanted to do, but it's not a big deal, would be to have the circle over in Timonium. It's not that far away. It's like, what is it, 5 miles, six miles, something like that, 10 miles, under 10 miles. But that's where all the decorators and designers are, in the Timonium. They're in between Finksburg and Timonium and that area. And there's such a high volume over there. And it's going to, I don't know, if you're doing a 60-mile radius, it's not going to really matter much. So you tell me.
So the beauty of this package that you're getting, Todd, is that it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, but also $300 worth of Google ads. And that's why we call it the VIP package, because you can target wherever you want within that 60-mile radius. So let's say that Timonium is that area with all the designers that you like to focus on, and let's say in addition to that, there's a couple of more high-end or Beverly Hills-type areas. What you can do is, rather than saying a 60-mile radius, where maybe you would be getting calls from places that are undesirable to you within that 60 miles, is you can pick and choose, you know, the high-end areas within those 60 miles, and we would focus on those specifically. Now, in the interim, your local map optimization on Google that's set up using the Finksburg address, which is your parents' address, that would be hidden, but you would be on the first page in that section 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you wouldn't have to worry about the budget or how many people are clicking on it. It's all inclusive.
If I use that address.
Well, no, wherever the address you use is the starting point, to speak, on Google Maps. But
gotcha.
You can't spiderweb out 60 miles with a map listing. That's impossible because it's set into your zip code. But you can spiderweb out into a couple of the surrounding areas, you know, based on the relevancy, meaning the more people that are finding you in those outskirting areas, the better results that you'll get and the more areas you'll be found. But with this VIP package, because it has the Google Ads included, you're getting the best of actually all three worlds, because you're on the first page locally in the map section, which is the highest revenue generating section online. Then you're targeting specific areas within that 60 miles to get the high-end jobs and the designers to start, you know, noticing you. And then on top of that, we have the Facebook advertising running, which is going to help you capture that homeowner demographic that you want, right? So, and then let's say that you love all of it, but you don't have it in your budget to do it all at once. You can piece it together.
Right.
You could say, Tina, I'll just do the local maps and the Facebook ads. That's $2.99 a month, right? Or, you know, you could do the Google ads with the local map optimization. So you don't have to do everything at once. If you have it in your budget, I would definitely recommend to do so, because, you know, that's where you'll get, you know, the best results. But you don't have to do it all at once. You can definitely piece it apart a little bit. You know, and then either way,
$99
setup fee goes on the first payment.
I don't want to overwhelm myself, especially. Here's the thing, I also don't want to sell my show short. This thing I was telling you with the concrete polishing. I have no. I'm totally inconvenient. That's his guys, and so I don't think he'll screw it up. It's his name on it. He doesn't screw it up. But as far as like the carpeting stuff like that. I'm better than every guy he has. That's why we've known each other for a long time. And I mean, he's hired me to do, when he has actual carpet jobs, it's not commercial carpet jobs, but carpet jobs that fall into residence, he hires me to lead his crews. That's why he respects me, you know, and why I'm even, I mean, let's face it, friends are friends, but money's important, money talks. So, but he respects me and what I do, and so that's why he's especially, he knows I'm going to probably do some big things with this, but we'll see. So, I think I might want to scale it down.
Okay.
And,
I think that's a really smart option, Todd, because I'm a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. So why not start with the $2.99 package, get your business on the first page of Google, get the website up and running, get the Facebook ads going, and then once you make some money off of that, you can reinvest it and call back and add the rest of it, you know, with the Google ads.
Yeah, I would give you content, of course. I would give you verbiage. I mean, I've already written a couple of things for some of the other things, and I could tailor it more. A little bit more. In fact, I've got to go back and redo those.
You're gonna have a say in everything, so you can definitely, you know, put what you want your business description to be. You can rearrange photos. Since Angela has been so helpful in getting a lot of things set up for you, I would recommend, you know, you guys both do the client interview together. You know, that way, if there's something
that's what
we've
been doing.
Yeah,
and that was
way,
a big part of what I wanted to re-talk to you now for, because she was on the phone and we were in the middle of doing a job and blah, blah, blah. And I actually had her come out with me to the job to sort of see. I'm trying to, you know, because she's doing scheduling too. We almost scheduled something else in this afternoon. That would have been a major mess up. So, you know, she's learning it but I mean, I'm currently still doing the work. I mean, I'm the lead guy. I'm going towards a tricky spot. I'm going to, you know, I'm doing the heavy lifting. I'm doing everything, you know. I mean, I went out there today and did this. I did a research by myself, moving furniture. I mean, I'm still strong. But I can see one day,
right.
I can see one day if I build, if I can build up my, you know, my power in what, you know, I just got to be careful. I've really thrown a lot of money at this, and I'm hoping I'm going to get, you know, residually in. I mean, I'm willing to go it, you know, and see how it goes. But I really don't have a choice because, I mean, honestly, with what I do, I mean, I work with the top people. I mean, I might not be doing Beverly Hills, but there's one around the corner that does the Bethesda area, and I've worked with them. And they're definitely getting close to that. Some of those houses down in Bethesda by D.C. is where we're talking. Some of those houses are actual world class, you know, they really are up to there. And every area is different the way the build quality is, you know, like Palm Beach. Because of the way they have hurricanes, everybody's got $1 million, 10-foot thick fence around their entire house. It's ridiculous. It must be some kind of a code with their building down there because they get to such a hurricane and all the way out there. I don't know. I went down there to West Palm Beach. It's ridiculous, the housing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Houses are renting for $1 million a year. I mean, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know. I'm sorry, more than that. When I was up in Long Island, the house was renting for $100,000 a month right on the water, on the ocean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have... I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I've been to Miami and South Beach, and you know, with us being in Southern California, I know exactly what you're talking about with those high end.
I got to be honest with you. I don't want to waste too much of your time. I've thought about this a little bit. I'm getting a little cold feetish a little bit, and I don't know why. I don't want to do that about adding, you know, taking this next step with you.
Okay.
But on the same hand, I mean, you're talking about an actual making a web page. I mean, who would make my Facebook page? Would I be responsible, or you guys would help design
that? We would actually help you do it, and we would want you to link it with your personal Facebook page. That way, when people respond to the ads and send you messages, you would get them. Or, you know, Angela could link it to her Facebook page. But we would walk you through that.
Yeah, she's going to have to link
in here. Yeah, and we could help you get it up and running. But look at it like this, if you're getting cold feet, Todd, because number one, I want you both to be comfortable. I don't want you to do anything unless you feel good about it and you know it's a great business decision. But secondly, worst case scenario is, let's say you tried this for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you ended up canceling, right? I know that that won't happen because nobody would ever cancel on profit, and I know that you won't either, right? But let's say that you did. You know, worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, you'll be fully optimized.
I've got nothing right now.
Exactly.
I've got nothing
and
right now.
If you break it down and you scale down to that $299 package, you're only paying like $9 and some change a day to do it. And I can't even take my granddaughter to McDonald's anymore for a happy meal and a milk for that. So when you look at it like that, you know, we're not asking you to marry us. We don't do annual contracts where you're locked in for a long term. But I know you'll still be with us next year time.
I smoke more than that.
Exactly.
What do I care
about
smoking more than I care about? Where am I getting the money for smoking? What am I doing?
Well, how much is a pack of cigarettes these days? I'm curious. I used to smoke, but it was years ago.
Forget about it. Just here in Baltimore, they're like, I don't know, they're up to $16, $17. In New York, forget about it. They're $30 a bag.
Wow.
They just
when
added another
stack. I would get a whole carton for $20. That's when I first when I quit smoking.
No.
And now they're like almost that in Baltimore for just one pack.
you can't get a pack of cigarettes in New York for $20.
How much is
you
a carton?
You couldn't get a pack of cigarettes before COVID. And I don't
That's
know how much
funny.
They are in a carton. I don't buy them by a carton. I can't afford that.
I'll smoke
too much.
Yeah, who can afford that kind of money? You know what I mean? Yeah,
these
for sure. But yeah, what
I
say is,
BMW.
Yep.
I'm really not stupid. And I'm not a BMW. I wouldn't think I could afford a BMW, but I mean, I guess I'm doing better than I get my. I have a therapist, of course, because successful people do. But my therapist keeps saying that I went through a divorce in 2019, and she keeps saying that I keep thinking I'm not good enough. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good, and I want to do good. I have to succeed at this. I started to say that because here's why. The company, I'm at the top of the charts with this area. It doesn't get bigger. I mean, I'm doing all the big stars. I'm getting top pay. Nobody gets paid like I get as far as doing carpet. Most carpet guys are junkies. They are. But I mean, I'm a little different, and that's why I'm getting the jobs there, and I work at these companies. But my pay has increased over, it just hasn't gone up. We use this tack stripping. It's these pieces of wood that have pins in it. We put it on the floor and we kick the carpet up and hold stretch. Well, they went from $40 a box to, I mean, it's like $60 a box. Just that alone. All the prices of everything, transportation went up. Everything went up. I mean, I bought a van. I'm driving the biggest, like, Amazon van they make, the Ford Transit. The last one was $50,000. It was a 2020. It was done in 4 years. So I had to trade that in, and I even put $5,000 down on it. The payments are still $1,000 a month. And it went up $10,000, the truck, same truck.
Yeah,
So I have to succeed, because if I succeed doing this on my own, I'll more than double my money overnight. If I could get that up to speed where I'm working for myself every day, I would literally, and I have to. I don't have a choice.
But you're smart now. The right demographic for it. You know what I mean? You're going to be targeting the right. So that's a very smart way to do it, rather than just, trying to get yourself out there and then getting those undesirable areas. If you're going to focus on certain areas that are high-end.
I do want to get out.
Yeah,
I
don't blame you.
There's some areas I don't want to go in, and I don't want crappy reviews from them either.
Exactly. So right now, when we set this up, we would get the areas that you want to run the Facebook ads and target that specifically. And then as you grow, you may want to, put more into the budget and go into more areas. But, for the get-go, since, you have to make this work, focus on the high-end areas. That way the budget will last you longer, And then, are you feeling a little bit better about it now, Todd? Now that you'll be able to keep that internet.
I'm feeling better hearing myself talk because I have to succeed. I have to. But
you
I'm
have
feeling,
to.
What I'm feeling like is, wow, this is a lot of work. This has been a lot of work. I want to get pictures of some of the normal people carpet samples that I got that I want to put up. I mean, high end stuff, I can't put samples up. It's showrooms of showrooms. It's such a wide selection that there is no way. There is just no way of any. I mean, if you look at my Yelp photo, every photo on the Yelp thing is like, wow, where, you probably recognize some of it because you're in affluential area. But most normal people are going, wow, what even is kind of, I thought there was just plush and Berber. What even kind of carpet is that? Oh, that's a Madison, that's a Wilton. That's an English carpet. It's legendary carpets that go back to thousands of years, but normal people don't have them because, I think I've gotten in a cave of this, of what I do, and I love doing it, and, I took business school in high school, and I was pretty smart. I should have went, everybody hates that I didn't go to college, but whatever. I did what I did, but this is the answer to your question. Man, I have to be successful with this. But success is going to mean not. I don't want. Even though I have Josh, I don't want to overwhelm myself. And I mean, it has been a lot. We started on this last week. A couple of the contractors I was talking to, they said didn't have work for me. This person didn't have work for me. This person didn't. And I was like, that's it. I was like, I'm going to try this Angie's List, and that's what started it. Then it went to Yelp, and then now I'm getting calls from people like you, and it just. It's getting bigger and bigger, but I can see where this is going to be really important. I didn't get any calls. Today?
I see.
None.
Interesting.
I mean, so yesterday I got 2 calls, and the next day I went out and did this job. Thank God. Why would it even work? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, and it's important to me, you know? It was just a restretch today. So, I mean, hey, repairs are where it's at. With the carpeting, doing repairs for people and stuff like this,
for sure.
Water damage. You know, you burned your carpet. You did this. The dog, you know, trashed it. And you got a piece. I can patch it. I can do it. Anyways, so I'll tell you, I really think I want to think about this for a minute. And when I say a minute, I mean by tomorrow. I have a, by tomorrow, like this time, you know, I don't know what time zone you're in. Let's say 5 o'clock my time zone. Can we talk again tomorrow?
Yes, but let me ask you, when you're feeling that hesitation, what's causing it? Is it the program, or is it the pricing, or is it that you're afraid that
finances first?
Yeah, I want to make sure. I got the money to keep going.
Thank you for that, Angela. I appreciate that. Yeah,
I want to do something sustainable. I don't want to have to back down from it for anything. But on the same hand, there's another part of my brain saying, you know what? If I take a jump, you know, if I put one fishing rod in off the shore. You know, or if I got a couple fishing boats coming out, what am I going to get? What am I going to expect? You know, so I'm also thinking about that.
I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, but the demographics of your area it's very, very hot market right now. Just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to
Tesla. Everybody's telling me that.
Right. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
But it's slipping through your fingers.
Young lady from California, I'm telling you. I did not get here for no reason. I did not get here because I played in the band. I didn't get here because I look good. I didn't get here because I talk good. I did get here and stayed here because I do a good work. And maybe all that does matter, but I'm telling you, there is a market around here for this. It's a college area. It's business owners. It's moguls. I mean, the people from Milton Bradley were here. The one big baseball guy sold his house back to Will Smith's, Jada Pickett Smith. She owns Cal Ripken's old house. Yeah,
wow.
She's right there in the valley, right in Hunt Valley. And this
yeah.
is a big property. This is a Beverly Hills property there.
Oh,
it's
I believe
a big 10-foot fence around the whole million acres, and it's back in the, up in the valley in the horse town.
Yeah.
They got racehorse areas up there, and that's spread out at the top of the valley.
How beautiful.
There's not many
it sounds
houses
gorgeous.
There.
But yeah.
The houses that are, a lot of wooded area, a lot of stuff like that. But
here's what I'm thinking, Todd. I want to address your concern, if I may. Have just spent a lot of money on Yelp and on Angie's, and if you add this program on top of what you're already doing, I know that your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, you know, and I appreciate that. So I would be willing, you know, based on what Angela just told me, to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of that money that you spent. Because at the end of the day, I can't do anything about agreements that
you have with
other
companies. I'm sorry. I'm
going
to give you the hold for 1 second.
Yes, I'll wait for you.
On,
take
one
your
second,
time.
Please.
Yes, no worries.
I'm back. I'm sorry. That was a known call.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I love
kidding.
The way.
I, I know.
that you answer the calls when they come in live, though. That's awesome, because there's
no
bigger pet peeve of mine than to call out. Sometimes I have to call out to one of our clients because we need an update or something, and I'll get a voicemail that's full or a voicemail that's not set up, and it just makes me cringe because I'm thinking, why would you hire a company to do marketing and get your phone ringing with new clients, and then when a potential client calls you, they can't even reach you? That's a missed opportunity.
Right.
They're going to just call the next
I was telling Angela, and Angela's going to help me out so much, and she's so great. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be
where I'm at right now. Aw, Angela, doesn't that feel good?
She's amazing. But I tell you, when these people call me, I had to talk to him immediately. That's why I'm on the job today. The guy, my handling of the first 10 seconds of the call, you know, you're doing marketing. You're in marketing. You do marketing.
You have to capture it while it's hot.
Right
exactly.
Right at the bat.
Yeah.
You got to feel it out I haven't capped the price. I end up getting more money today than I even said.
Okay, we have things to do.
Okay.
So if you can get up the list together and see if maybe they can come up with other things, and then we're just going to double-check finances and then touch base with us tomorrow, and we're probably going to do it.
So what do you say? So tell me about the pricings of that.
This is what I'm
looking at her people.
Oh, got it.
I was gonna see, and we work on a GChat system in the office. So if you think this would work, I could probably request it. But I had to do this once before, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate, and I got it approved. Now, he was in a totally different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he kind of was in your same boat because he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment. He had a lot of advertising going on. His funds were completely depleted, and he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. So what I did, you just got that brand new work vehicle too, which was a huge expense. So, what I was able to do, it was I worked out this special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So what it would do is it would reduce your setup fee to just $49, and it would reduce the monthly fee to $249. So if I could get this authorized, it's going to save you $100 today, and it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it brings the rate down to just, $8 a day. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's not a slam dunk that they'll approve it right away, because I already got the website approved for you, and typically that's $400 extra. But I'm going to push to have all of it included, because it's 2025 and I know you're going to need the site anyway, right? So
I absolutely need it.
You need it. Yeah, absolutely. Because you have a really strong platform, but you need to have, even when you're working with Yelp and Angie's, you need to have something due diligence-wise that people can check you out, a nice website with some good things being posted about you. So, yeah, I definitely want to get that site, even along with the special pricing included. So how do you feel about that? I mean, if I got the authorization to get everything going for just $298 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that that's fair enough to give you guys the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah, this sounds really good, it does. So help me to understand. So hey, how do those people get in the top thing? Is this going to be when you Google something, at the very top listing it says sponsored? So is this going to be like that?
No, the sponsored is the $300 of the package that I was talking about, where you would have the pay-per-click ads. But if you take those off, you would be on the first page right below the sponsored in the map section. And honestly, Todd, I want to let you know that the map section yields a higher return, because with a sponsored link, usually all it is a tagline and a link to a website. There's not a lot of information if the business is local or credible or not. But in the local map section, we can display your pictures, your logo on the Google business page. Your reviews become visible as they start coming in.
Where am I going to show up on the map?
Well, on the very first page of the search results. So it's not going to be second.
I mean, on the map itself.
No, when the map comes up, you'll be blown.
Oh, okay.
You'll be on the first page of the maps when people type in your various keywords, you know, carpet repair,
carpet installation. Where would show my business as being on the map if I don't have brick and mortar?
Because we would create the Google business page using your parents' address, but then we would hide the street address, but it would still show as your business name, city, and state. It's just that the street address would be blocked out. Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, and that's how they do it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with running a business from your
house. So their street address would be blocked out.
Yeah, they wouldn't publish the Kays Mill Road part, but everything else would be published. Todd Zeller Carpet, Jenksburg, Maryland, so you get that map listing.
Yes.
And yeah, and then we would even attach the website to it. Reviews become visible as they start coming in, which is why that's the highest revenue-generating section. And like I said before, every second that you guys wait, there is a book of business that's slipping through your fingers. And I'm not going to tell you, you know, oh, try the program and 1,208 clients will come flooding in, because even though that's the current search volume, that's also not realistic, right? But what we do know is that 87% of those people will hire off the first page. And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business.
I see.
So How do you get the approval and stuff? You have to request it, and how long does that take?
Well, we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I would send out the request right now, and I'd usually hear back, like, within a couple of minutes whether they're going to approve it or not. Okay, okay, let me do it then, because I can't go in there and tell them, you know, oh, this is my, you know, my cousin and my brother, you know, since it is a friends and family rate. But I do get three of those every quarter for my personal friends and family, and I haven't used them all yet. So I'm going to see if they'll allow me to allot one for you. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So if I get the green light on this, I'll send you guys a confirmation email.
Now, just to review, what is this going to cost me on my credit card this month and the following
$298 today, which would include the $49 setup, and then each month moving forward, just $249. And you would be grandfathered into that rate.
Got it. Now, when they set up my web page and get my web page up, because this sounds like a lot of work, and it is, and I don't mind that, but I'm just trying to figure out when I'll be able to do that.
Oh, we would purchase the domain and start building it right away during the client interview, and we would schedule that out either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your availability is. So my technician would call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, information for building your site and getting you placed. What I'm going to do is send them your link to your Yelp listing, because you already have some solid photos on there, and I'll tell them to pull images off of the Yelp and use them for the website.
Sure.
But by all means, any content that you send to us, even after the fact, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So you can constantly send us, you know, fresh content, and we can update it onto your site. Or we can show you and Angela how to do it from your dashboard. There's a business information tab on the dashboard that will show you guys where you can go in and make updates. And any updates you make from that page, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
So what's the email address that you want to use for the confirmation if I get this approved?
Call them up and put them on speakerphone. It is Todd Zeller Carpet. GoddZellerCarpet at gmail.com.
Okay.
It doesn't excuse me anything. It just says repair, refashion, or restretch.
It's got to have a phone number on there.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, and then this is the phone number that you use for your business, right? The 410-979-3965?
That's correct.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main
number?
What's
your phone number?
717-654-9729.
Okay.
Can I put you on a briefing again? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No problem.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is it?
So, it's still Tina from Local Splash.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So I'm just putting Angela on here as an authorized user. So Angela, I have your phone number on here and your name so that if you ever call to make updates, you know, either one of you are authorized on the account. And then for the actual business address, do you prefer it to show as Todd Zeller Carpet, or should we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
Well,
he wants to eventually do a business name. He hasn't come up with one yet.
Yeah, I don't know what
okay.
I'm going to do.
So
I've heard mixed
so
reviews on what I should
moment.
Do.
Thank you. Okay.
I've heard total mixed reviews on that. What do you think?
I like it the way you have it. Even when you get your business name, I like it when people keep it simple. Because some
there's a huge company around here called Jim Boyd's. Yeah, there's...
Yeah, exactly.
But they're up and running. With
but
the web page,
you
got to
start branding
going,
yourself, though. You know
good.
What I mean? Yeah, you got to start branding
yeah.
yourself, and this will help you with that online branding.
People do
but
know who I am. People do know who I am. Decorators
exactly.
and designers. I mean, this major... And I know I'm going to step on some toes, but I mean, why not? I mean, I got to do something. I mean,
right, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that when you're in business and you try not to step on people's toes and you try to be polite to other companies, guess what? They
yeah,
they would
yeah.
step on your toes yeah. all day long. They're not going to
say
anything
about
it.
Every one of them did. They all do. Nobody said, nobody... Yeah, nobody's ever told me that I'm fired. They told me we don't have any work for you now, and I don't work for them for a year or two now. But they've never said F you. Of course not, because they want me on the Rolodex, because I can do the jobs.
Exactly.
You know, because they're not gonna, we never liked each other from the beginning. I shouldn't say that. The one big company was Rachel Ginsburg. She has always just been crappy. And that's just how she is. And some people are like that, and we all put up with it because we have to. Whatever, man. That's stupid. But
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, some people are like that. I agree.
Do you know how these Amazon boxes work that sit outside these gas stations? And they say, my name is, this one says, my name is Argument. And it's kind of down in that, yes, it's sort of down in a, not a ghetto, but in a, downtownish area. It's ridiculous. I just want to share that. Anyways, continue, please.
That's funny. Yeah. So I was just telling you that while you were talking, my light is blinking, so I was opening up my response, and my director is actually giving me the green light. He said, go ahead and enroll these clients in the Friends and Family package. Also include the website, so he already gave me that promo code earlier to waive the fees on it, and he said to wish you guys a very profitable year, so I thought that was so great that I got it authorized. What I'm doing right now is I'm just activating, he gave me a second promo code to put the friends and family pricing in, and then I can set this up for you guys using a debit or a credit card, what works best.
Okay.
One card you want to use.
Yep. Hold on. I'm going to ask you to hold on one brief second, just for 30 seconds while I talk to Angela.
Of course. No problem.
Okay. Sorry, I muted you when I just wanted to ask her what she thinks. That way, that's that way, okay. When everything goes wrong, it's all her fault. This all will be.
Hey, I don't know who you've dealt with in the past, but this is not going to go wrong. You're going to love it. But yeah, it's good to kind of have a scapegoat, and poor Angela's the one. So.
Well, I tell you, I never.
And then I'm running away.
I never did a budget or nothing, but. I never did a budget, but I'll tell you, I got to do something because luckily I've spent my whole life. I was never underwater, never, nothing like that. And I've got a decent amount of money in the bank. Not really that much, to be honest, but a little bit. But I'm drowning where I'm at. It's going.
Exactly.
Credit card. I got credit card. The one credit card, my Capital One, my oldest card. It was a $20,000 thing. They, all of a sudden, they made a business decision to knock $10,000 off. Are you kidding me? It's like they're stupid.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. The banks, the credit cards, I don't know how they make those decisions. But either way, this is a win-win for you guys, Todd, because let's say that you had an established internet presence and you had a dominance in that area. And you try this, you already have that. But with you, that's your benefit. Whether you continue with it long-term or not, you're going to create that strong internet presence, which you need anyway, right? And
well, help me,
for
help
$8
me
and yeah. 30 cents a day, you couldn't even do it yourself.
Right.
Like, let's say that you and Angela said, wait, we're going to go and sit in an office and we're going to submit ourselves to directories and create Facebook ads and we're going to do optimization and local SEO services and content creation and manual submissions and backlinks and citations. It's going to cost you more than $8 a day and all of your time spent to do that,
Right.
Yeah,
right,
so,
exactly.
I mean, you really have nothing to lose with this. But on the card that you're using, does it say Todd Zeller or does it say the business name or both?
It says Todd Zeller.
No, it's Todd B. Zeller.
D like David or B like boy?
B as in boy. Brandon.
B as in boy. Brandon. Okay,
yes.
Got it. And then is the
Todd
billing
B.
address?
Zeller.
The
yes,
billing address, Todd? Is it still the same 2506
yes,
Chase Mill Road? Okay, perfect.
Right.
And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yep, it's 5424-1814.
Okay. Got it.
6319.
Okay.
6837.
6837. Okay, expiration?
03/29.
0329. And the code?
664.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then we will create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, and building your website and getting you placed. I want you both to know that this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
How long would this take?
Oh, about 2 minutes. It says, to
okay.
ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I'll do that. I'm listening. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
To confirm the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Todd Zeller Carpet.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Todd Zeller. I'm the owner, sole proprietorship.
And thank you. And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Correct.
I know it's silly they ask that, but to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that again.
All that means is that we already are aware of your Yelp advertising and your Angie's, and that is fine. It doesn't conflict with this, right? But if you do anything else online down the road, just let us know about it so we know that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. Also, if anybody calls you and they say, oh, we need $5 to update your Google listing, or they say anything like that, more than likely that's a scam call because your Google listing is all justified in full with this. Right. So always just say, look, I'm dealing with Tina at Local Splash. You have to call her. If they're a scam company, they're not going to call me. But just be aware of that. If you do anything else online, just disclose it to us so that we make sure it doesn't conflict with our programming, okay?
Great. Thank you. Will you be my representative as we move forward?
I'll be a point of contact for you, but you're going to have an account manager in the customer support team. Actually, anytime you call in and hit option one, anybody in that customer support team can help you. But my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777, so you can always call me directly, and if I can't help you, I can get you to the person that can, you know? And I preface that because I'm not...
What was the name again? I'm sorry. It was something Splash.
Well, my name is Tina, and it's localsplash.com.
Local Splash.
And then the last little paragraph here, Todd, says, your payment for the initial term.
I agree to what you just said, by the way. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 24th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. And by the way, that was a MasterCard. I'm not sure if you asked that question.
MasterCard. Thank you. Okay. So now I have a client interview that's available at 5 o'clock today. If not, I can see what's open tomorrow. That client interview is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes, and I know you've been on the line with us for a while. So if you want to squeeze it in today, we'll do it. If not, we'll push it for tomorrow.
We can talk then. You need to further talk?
For my technician to call you and actually purchase the domain and start the content. Okay, so I'm booking out a whole hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I need 2 more seconds of your time, and I'll let you go. Because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensures that it never goes up. So let me know if you're getting a text message from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Is that Gmail?
If you're looking at your Gmail, it will also come in the Gmail, but that one will be titled your initial invoice. But if you see the text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, that's the one that has the link in it that I want you to sign to grandfather the pricing.
Okay, I just got
we'll
a idea.
Just your receipt. You want to go to the text message one she gave
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Right here it is.
And you click that and sign.
But before you sign, if you scroll to the bottom, there's 3 boxes that you have to check. One says that you receive text messages. The second says that it's a reoccurring charge. The third says that, it's a reoccurring charge. The text messages, I have to pull it up and look at it. But the 3 boxes you acknowledge, when you sign your name, include the middle initial because it's on the billing, and then hit confirm signature. Once you confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't need that right now. That's going to be in your welcome email. But if you see that, that's a great sign because that means that the e-signature and the pricing got locked in.
Did you listen to
Make
all
sense?
That also?
Yes.
Great. Makes
mm-hmm.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Now we checked all the boxes and then confirm.
I agree to each other. SMS messages. I'm not authorized holder, signer of the card, mailing information. I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. And click here to type my name as seen above.
Mm-hmm. What? And then, like I said, your sign on your end that it goes through is if you get that prompt for the username and password. That's going to be an excellent sign.
And then just click confirm.
Confirm.
Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
It says success. And we got the login info.
Okay. Excellent.
So
okay, excellent. So.
The guy calls you.
Login, by the way, that's what you're going to use to log in to see your results once you're on Google and you get, you know, people calling you and what keywords they're using. But also, you guys are going to get an email that says photos needed for Google verification. Right. What that means is that Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it's going to say send over a work vehicle with a Maryland license plate or send over a picture of your business registration or your insurance or a work vehicle with some tools. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 items on that list. Let's say you only have 3 or 4 of them. Just send over what you can, and then that will help the verification process go through smoothly, okay?
Oh, okay. Are you understanding all this?
Yes.
So what do I need to do now?
Yep.
Anything else?
Nothing
you're,
right
you're
now.
You're good to go. I'm going to let you guys go because you have to start, you know, maybe gathering some information for the client interview, and then I have to go and send them some notes of everything that we discuss, and then they will be calling you in about 20 minutes or so, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad
that
it worked out. The business registration, a picture of that, a work vehicle, that's all of the items that are needed are in that email that says action needed, photos for Google verification. So if you open up that email, you'll see, like 7 suggestions. And remember, just send over what you have. You don't have to send over all 7, okay?
Yeah, I'm remote right now. I'm actually in the work vehicle.
Love it. That's good.
I don't know what all I have. But I can certainly take pictures.
If not, Angela can send it over later when you do get back to the office or something. But for right now, just send over what you can, okay?
Great.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, well, I'm so glad that it worked out for both of you. Have a very profitable year, and then stand by. My technician will call you shortly, okay?
Thank you, ma'am, so much.
All right, you're very welcome. It was nice talking to both of you. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.